Hey guys, this is Scott Fraioli from BuyAndSellDVC.com. If you're thinking about purchasing Disney Vacation Club, we highly encourage you to go onto Facebook and do a search for our Facebook group, Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC. It's the only page on Facebook that's dedicated to purchasing Disney Vacation Club through the resale market.
Hello, welcome to the DubDub Review, and I am your host tonight. This is Chris Malik, and I'm not joined by Stacy or Pete, and they're both busy tonight, but I've got a really good friend with me, and I'm glad I do, because this is a show that I was just joking with our guest that I'm the most unprepared for in all of the episodes that we've put out prior to this one. So, without further delay, I want to introduce my friend, and she's been on the show many times before, Amy Van Swole. How are you, Amy?
I'm great. Hi, Chris.
Amy, I was just thinking before we started today, thank goodness I've got someone knowledgeable today, because if this was me putting out the show on my own, this would be a train wreck, because my knowledge base is very limited here today. But before we start, I wanted to go and tell you that, so Amy and her husband Tim and her sons Preston and Caden and my family, we met for dinner the other night at Blaze Pizza up here in Orland Park. And, you know, I gotta honestly tell you, when Tim first suggested Orland Park, that's south of where I live. I wasn't quite sure where it was. And, you know, if you live on the north side of Chicago, you stay in the north side. If you live in the south side, you stay in the south side. But when you got off the expressway and I was taking, you know, and I forgot the road. I think it's Route 12. I'm not sure. It could be mistaken, but it's beautiful. That road, the Cook County Forest Preserves, that was beautiful,
oh, yeah.
Right? It was gorgeous. It was like there was elevation change. I felt like I was completely like, where is this?
How come I felt like Wisconsin.
Right?
It didn't feel like, yeah,
right?
Totally.
And then to meet you guys for Blaze Pizza, you know, that was the highlight of the day. We had a great time.
Yes, it definitely was.
Okay, so give me your toppings. So if I put a Blaze Pizza order in front of you right now, give me your toppings on a pizza. What's your favorites? What's your go-to?
Well, I usually load it up with a lot of veggies. I like artichokes and olives, and I don't like peppers, but mushrooms and spinach and that kind of thing. I added chicken last time, and it was really good.
Okay.
And then I usually have a balsamic glaze on top.
I noticed that. You asked for the balsamic glaze. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you an important question. Mm-hmm. And now, I'm like the only guy in Chicagoland who likes this kind of pizza. I know that, and I make no apologies for it. So if you had cheese pizza, would you ever consider ordering pineapple on your cheese pizza?
I love pineapple on my pizza.
Amy, that's why me and you were like family, aren't we? We sure.
Yes.
And Tim, too. I am one of the only guys that I know that will actually order cheese and pineapple on the pizza. And my wife now has just been accustomed to it because I get it all the time. But I love pineapple on my cheese pizza.
Yes, it is very good. In fact, I had it last night.
Now, I don't. Did you really? You had it last night?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Pete doesn't like the interplay between like sweet and salty things like on his snacks. But I love like the sweet of the pineapple, the salty of the cheese and whatnot. It works for me in so many ways. And I know there's a lot of Italians listening to the show right now that are cringing and probably sending me messages. But for me, it works. Anyways,
yes.
I'm sorry. You ready to talk about today's show, Amy?
I sure am. I'm excited about it.
Okay, so here's what I needed you for today, because you are a Universal Studios expert. You've been through the Universal Agent Training, right? You're an agent for Magical Journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And my last visit to Universal Studios, we went on the Jaws ride.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah, that will tell you how long ago it was. When my twins, who are now 13, I believe Lucille was 5, because I have some very distinct memories. So it's been 7 years since I visited Universal. So here's what I can tell you about it. I know from researching it, I know from watching it on social media, I know the product's really good. really good. And they're buying up property left and right around there. And so what was once considered landlocked and a very small property is becoming larger and larger and larger. I know they've got multiple hotels. They've got multiple theme parks. They have a water park. And it's getting bigger, bigger, bigger. And it's on my list as a Disney, and I'm going to say this with air quotes, as a Disney Kool-Aid drinker, I'm going to go to visit Universal with my family, and it's going to be a Universal exclusive vacation. And I'm glad Pete's not joining us today, because Pete would be like, that's the dark place, as in like...
We joke around like that too.
You know, but I will say that I know the product's fabulous. So it's a matter of when I'm going to get there. And here's actually why I know... Well, I should say this. I plan on visiting many years ago because the hotels are run, I know this much, by Lowe's. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so the same people who run theaters across North America, they've got a unique policy. They allow pets in the room. And I know.
I was going to say that. Yes, they do.
I know Disney, they are stopping that program very
soon. They are not. Oh. They have decided to continue it.
Okay, well, then. Thank goodness I have you on. So they started it. They were going to stop it. They were going to continue it. And a few select resorts, you can have pets. But before even Disney even opened their eyes to this matter, it was accepted at Universal to bring pets.
Correct.
Like two dogs per room and whatnot. And of course, at that time, I have five dogs. So that wasn't going to happen. But just the mere thought that I can go on vacation and bring my pets with me, it made me interested. So anyways.
Yep. For $50 a night.
Okay.
You sure can. And another thing that Universal has always done that Disney has recently started doing is they have charged for parking at the resorts.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just one of those things that's always happened. So when Disney started it and everybody had that big hoopla, it was like, it's Disneyland has always done it, and so has Universal. So,
It did seem inevitable.
It's an interesting thing.
Yeah, when they created it, I thought in my mind, well, that makes sense. You know, and I'm not trying to say that as if I'm encouraging it or I'm wanting it, but it certainly does make sense.
Right.
So, an extra revenue stream. So, in my mind's eye, if you told me, Chris, name the moderates, like in a heartbeat. You know, Chris, name the deluxes and the DVCs in a heartbeat. My daughter knew the word contemporary when she was 3 years old, you know, and she was the only, three-year-old child that can say the word contemporary. I couldn't tell you.
What's moderate and what's deluxe?
Yes. And I would struggle to tell you the names. So I need your help. So
okay.
Where should we start today?
Well, I'll tell you. I have had clients stay at all three levels. And there are some good neighbor hotels. And I've had clients stay there, and it was great. They were able to walk. It was a bit of a hike, but they were able to walk or take a cab to the parks from nearby, and it was very cost effective, and they were able to get into the parks with no problem. We were able to book them tickets and that kind of thing. But the actual, you know, and those are things like Holiday Inn and you know, those, the brand chains. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, Chris, me on a budget, my favorite hotel there is the Cabana Bay.
Okay.
When I plan a trip for my family, that is where we will be staying. Now, if I win the lottery, that's a different thing. But starting with Cabana Bay, it's considered a moderate, and there are a few different moderates. There's Cabana Bay, there's Sapphire Falls, and then Adventura is opening up any day now.
Oh, it's a tower, right? It's like a tower.
It is the tower,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was supposed to open up in August, but it's not quite there, or it's pretty close to being open now. I actually have clients staying there in November. But Cabana Bay, even though it's the oldest of those moderates, has my heart because it's a 50s and 60s theme. And when you walk in, it is the lobby is bright and airy and turquoise. Blue, and everything is linoleum, and it's that true vintage 50s and 60s. They've even got a Galaxy bowling alley.
You know,
that's a full size bowling alley.
Yeah, I remember seeing pictures of it and thinking this looks just like the postcards that I have in a shoebox that were from my mom and my grandma. and they brought it to life. And even the pool is designed retro. They have like a unique pool,
yes.
Right? Okay.
They have two pools, and they're quite big. Plus, they have a lazy river.
Wow.
At that hotel. It's so awesome. And you can buy or bring your own inner tubes and go around the lazy river. And none of the other resorts have that.
Okay.
So
what kind of dining options does Cabana Bay have? What kind of dining options do all the moderates have? And describe,
well,
you'll have to describe each one of them because I'm making notes right. As you're speaking.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure about Adventura yet.
Okay.
At Cabana Bay, well, they all have Starbucks, because retro or not, everybody's got Starbucks. But their quick service place is called the Bayliner Diner, and it is neat because even though it's quick service, but they've got different areas that you go for each type of food. So you've got your deli, you've got, you know, a pastry area with donuts and pies and all that. They've got pizza, pasta, salad bars, sushi, even frozen yogurt. And they've got an international eats that has everything from jambalaya to pot pie.
Okay.
And then they've got your grill area that's got, you know, pork chops and, or I mean, burgers and that kind of thing, hot dogs. And they even have a whole gluten-free section that has some different kinds of salads and snacks, that kind of thing there.
Are they themed individually, or does it look like, in my mind's eye, when you're describing this to me, I'm thinking of the Art of Animation food court, where
mm-hmm.
it's this window, and then there's a little spacer, and there's a window, and there's a little space, and there's a window.
That's exactly right.
That's what it's like.
Yep.
Okay.
And they kind of go around in a peapod shape, but yeah, that's a lot what it's like there.
Okay.
And yeah, so that's there. They don't have like a table service like the others do, but they do have a couple of like other quick service or bars or that kind of thing next to the awesome pool that they have, and which, by the way, you can rent cabanas at Cabana Bay.
Okay.
Right? And they even have TVs in it. It's amazing. But you sit there and right next to it is the Atomic Tonic. And you can order drinks right there. They've also got the Hideaway Bar and Grill there that's more, you know, sandwiches and that kind of thing that you can actually, and you can actually get them delivered to your cabana. It's amazing.
Excellent. Do they have a drink cup at Universal?
They do.
A refill
at
cup,
each,
okay.
They do at the resorts, and they're resort specific. So if you go in Cabana Bay and you get the Cabana Bay one for your length of stay, they've got the Coke Freestyle machines, and you can use those with those cups.
Can you?
Yeah, you do have to pay for refills.
Oh, you have to pay for refills. Okay,
yeah.
So it's not like the Disney drink cup program. So there is a cup, but then you just pay for refills.
Well, that's the way I understood it from what my information was given to me.
Okay.
But it could have changed. So I want to check on that for sure. But it looked like you could buy it for a day and maybe pay for a refill, or you could pay like $18 for your length of stay and maybe that covered it. So
okay. Then it might just be just like Disney, because it was $18.99 when I just recently went down. By the way, so I'm very cost conscious, but when we're on vacation, like my concept of money gets greatly skewed,
yes.
Like most everybody else. So we go down there, we buy drink cups, and the funny thing is, I'm not even a pop drinker. so like I know
but
I'm.
You just went to Cabana Bay, right?
Right. So
right.
So and when we were down at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I just bought the drink cup, and this is a little aside. We were down there for a total of 6 days, and one of the days was at the Magic Kingdom, so you're not getting any pop that day, hardly at all, maybe the morning coffee. And one of the days we were over at Cocoa Beach for the majority of the day. But even still, I was able to refill that cup, and I counted it. We had a little tally sheet 18 times, and it's like $18.99 for the length of stay, and I think
mm-hmm.
it's plus tax. So in my mind's eye, I think I did pretty good, until you realize
mm-hmm.
the cost of pop or the cost of iced tea or coffee in that cup is like 3 to 5 cents per refill. But
mm-hmm.
even still, when you're down there, you know what? Unless you're going to be spending, you know, when people buy the drink cup, unless you get the dining plan, it comes with it. If you're going to spend 4 days at a park, skip that drink cup, because you're not going to make your money back. And I made a conscious attempt, and I drink 2-3 cups of coffee a day. 18 times I refilled that cup, and I still thought, well, I probably did okay, but I certainly didn't make money on that drink cup, that's for sure.
Right.
So
I have to say, I looked at the prices of each of the restaurants, and I wrote down kind of a general cost of what things were. And I was actually impressed. For having resort food, the prices were not bad at all.
Okay.
So, I mean, of course they have some high-end places, some of the higher-end places that you stay. But the quick service places were not bad at all. I mean, you could definitely get dinners for $8.
I was going to say, give me an example. What would be something that would be so let's say, did you write a specific, like a hot dog or a hamburger or a pizza or anything like that?
I kind of did just a, you know, everything. Like one of the places I saw, $10.50 was the most expensive thing on the menu.
Nice.
And that was for a steak salad.
Nice. Yeah, that's reasonable. That's, heck, we pay that in Chicago for lunchtime.
Well, exactly.
You know, okay.
Yeah, so that wasn't bad at all. So knowing that, you know, you go on a budget, these are moderates. The good thing about staying on property at a moderate is the fact that you not only do you get right into the parks from there, you can take a shuttle, or at Sapphire Falls, you can actually take a water taxi as well.
Okay.
You get into the Harry Potter area an hour before the park opens to the rest of the people.
Which is key. It's crucial.
Huge.
Right, huge. Okay, tell me this. As you're saying, like a benefit of staying on Disney property is the Magical Express. Does Universal have something similar to that?
They do, but it does cost you.
Okay.
So if you fly in, you can get on the Super Shuttle, and it's about $39 per person round trip.
Okay.
So, you know, you just kind of budget that in. And then that takes you to and from the airport. And it's very easy to use.
Okay. So I know the MERS transportation over the Swan and Dolphin is about the same price. I think it's $37 round trip. Mm-hmm. So that seems to be the going rate, but that would be the way you'd want to go. Okay, so you're at the resort. So we visited Cabana Bay. How about Sapphire Falls?
Ooh. Well, let me tell you one more advantage to staying at Cabana Bay that Sapphire Falls and Aventura don't have is they have family suites at Cabana Bay.
Oh.
So they sleep up to six. You've got a room that has two queens in it, and it partitions off, and it's got a little kitchenette in it that has a little bit bigger of a fridge and that kind of thing. And then it's got a pull-out couch and a TV and a nice area there. And the bathroom is bigger. It's got two sinks as well as, and it's the toilet area is like closed off from the rest, so multiple people can get ready. And the theming is unbelievable. It's just awesome. So
okay,
that's one of the advantages to Cabana Bay that the other moderates do not have.
So when you said six, we got two beds and then you got a couch as a pullout, right?
Yes.
Okay. And
so two can sleep there too.
Nice. That's a huge advantage because, you know, yeah, for, I mean, even for your family, you want to get a family suite. Even you have four, but you just want the extra space to spread out a little bit.
Well, exactly, because my boys are big and they like to kick each other. So
I'm getting there. I'm getting there with my family too.
Yes, it'd be nice to have them each have their own bed, so I don't have to hear the whining.
Okay.
So yeah, that works out really well.
How far is that in terms of distance and proximity? And I know the parks are located, you know, kind of uniquely right there amongst City Walk, but how far is Cabana Bay?
It is right next to Volcano Bay. In fact, you walk into Volcano Bay from Cabana Bay.
Okay.
It has a special entrance.
Okay.
And you can actually have rooms that look out onto Volcano Bay. Gorgeous view.
And we should say that Volcano Bay is their water park. And
correct.
You could see it off of I-4. It's the giant volcano.
Yes.
Okay, so you can see it right off of I-4. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Sapphire Falls is the newest besides Aventura. So it just opened a couple of years ago. And it's unique in the fact that you can take a water taxi where the rest of them have resort shuttles, or you can, you know, take a hike. I mean, it's quite a hike to get to the parks, but the resort shuttles are fine. There's nothing wrong with them. What's unique about it is it does have a table service restaurant at Sapphire Falls.
Okay.
The Amistad Cookhouse, it's called. And the meals run around $30 for dinner, which isn't terrible for vacation prices.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a unique place called the Strongwater Trading Company that is a rum bar. And the list is unbelievable. Plus, they have small plates that you can get The food is very good there. Plus, they've got the Dutch Trading Company, which is like coffee, sandwiches, that kind of thing. They have a slide and a very big pool.
Okay.
It's very nice. It actually, the shape of it, of course, I'm a Disney girl, so a lot of things I compare back and forth. I can't help it.
It's your job, right?
Right. It reminds me, the shape of it reminds me of the pool at Stormaway Bay at Beach Club.
Really? Stormalong Bay?
Yeah.
Wow.
Stormalong Bay. Sorry.
Yeah.
It kind of wraps around like that. And it has a huge waterfall that is just gorgeous.
Okay, so what is the theme of the resort? Is it, it's not Polynesian like, I mean, Cabana Bay is retro. What is the theme of Sapphire Falls?
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting. It's a little bit Caribbean because, but it's got like big beach balls. When you first walk in, the chandelier, which is nothing like I've ever seen, it's huge. It's very open air, and each of the chandelier, it's all a cluster of gigantic beach balls.
Okay.
Kind of bamboo type beach balls. It's kind of a Caribbean theme.
Tropical Caribbean beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of, and when you walk through the hallways, it's really neat because it's like this purplish blue.
Hence
it's a different color than I've ever, a sapphire.
Hence a sapphire. I was thrown off. When you said the word Sapphire Falls, I couldn't quite tell. I mean, I've seen pictures, but I couldn't quite tell if, where they were going with this, if it was going to be high-end beach or,
right.
Or I couldn't tell. So, okay.
And then the light fixtures that are outside the room make the ceiling look 3D.
Weird.
It's so cool.
Wow.
It's just very beautiful and peaceful. It's a lovely place. I'm excited to learn more about Aventura as it opens and gets things going. So I know that the rooms are getting ready. They've got beds in the rooms, and it's very, very close. But we'll see when it actually opens. I know they're finishing up the rooftop bar right now. So
does Sapphire Falls or Aventura, their quick service option, you mentioned a few of the options. You mentioned a rum bar and a coffee location too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have like a food court option, or what? Do they have additional like quick service options?
I'm not sure about Aventura at all,
okay.
Really. Quite yet, but
well, they've been tight-lipped about that. Then what they have, huh? With Aventura,
I have not. I think until they fully open it. I mean, there's things about, like they said, they're going to have a rooftop bar and they're going to have a Starbucks and things like that. But I'm interested to see it for myself when it actually opens. What, you know, be able to walk through it and see what is going on.
Okay.
So. It's Sapphire Falls. It was that Dutch Trading Company was, you know, it was quite the food court area.
Okay.
So, you know, it had sandwiches and that kind of thing. But it was nice. It also had a table service restaurant.
Do either, does Cabana Bay or Sapphire Falls, do either of them have any sand, like a sand beach, a man-made beach?
Yes. In fact, it was really cool because at Cabana Bay, they have a sand type area, but they had giant Connect Four pool tables, ping pong tables, cornhole, ladder ball, hula hoops, checkers, even a whole area to make sand castles. They had toys to be able to make sand castles there in the sand.
Cool.
So each of them have their own little beach type area, some bigger than others. Cabana Bay had a nice big one.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so let's just say I won some money on the Chicago Bears for winning a few games, which rarely happens. But let's say I wanted to blow a little extra coin on vacation. Where could you take me?
All right, if it's just a little extra, I'm going to take you to Royal Pacific.
Okay.
And these, now we're talking the deluxe resorts. The advantage of staying at Royal Pacific or Hard Rock or my dream hotel, Portofino Bay, is that you also get into the Harry Potter area early, but you also get the unlimited express pass.
I wanted to ask when that came into play, because right now, to make me stay on property, what is the benefit? I know we're going to touch that. Give me a perk to make me stay, but okay, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Good.
No, that's okay. And what that is for people who don't know, who know Disney, it's like their fast passes. But the difference is this. You don't need to set up your time ahead of time. So if I have an unlimited express pass, I get in that line and I can ride that ride 5 times in a row if I want to.
Wow.
And I can go and do different things.
This normally is the park that, made for me, right, Amy? Without
yes.
me, right? I don't want to plan. Yeah. Okay, good.
Exactly. And what's nice about it is normally that's $89 per person per day.
Wow.
So you get that if you stay at Portofino Bay or Royal Pacific or Hard Rock Hotel included for the days of tickets that you have.
Okay, so hang on. So that's worth $90 a day per person. Your family of four, that's worth $360.
Yep.
So I've got to ask you then, just give me a ballpark idea. Give me a night stay. What does a night stay at one of those hotels cost then?
Because, at Royal Pacific?
Because like if you told me right now, staying at the Polynesian would cost me $600, right, per night or $500 per night. But I can have a unlimited fast pass. I'd be like, holy cow, is that a great value? You know, that would
It absolutely is.
Okay.
And if that's something that your family is really interested in, you know, like my family, they love the big rides. They love the excitement, the thrill rides. Me, not so much. So, but they would use that express pass like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it to pay a little more per night to stay at like Royal Pacific that I might be paying $300, $350 per night. To be able to get that option.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, sometimes they've got some really good sales. I was able to save a client quite a bit of money just by falling into some good sales during their dates. So,
is that historically a $500-$600 night hotel cost? Is it more? Is it less?
It's you know, the Royal Pacific, no. It's usually about $350. You go up to Portofino Bay and Hard Rock, and yeah, it's going to be more. So
hang on. So the Royal Pacific is about $350 ballpark, give or take.
Yeah.
But the pass that you're getting is worth $90 per person.
Correct.
Holy cow, really?
I know. Yes. So Royal Pacific is a good sell. It is a good place, and it's gorgeous.
Wow.
It is a lot like staying at the Polynesian in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Because you walk across a bridge, and as you're walking across this bridge to just get in the lobby, there's this gorgeous tropical river down below you. And there's these frogs playing instruments like figurines. There's figurines hidden all throughout the whole entire resort. They're all Polynesian. They have a luau every week. They've got people in the lobby handing out leis.
It reminds me of the Menahuni from Aulani. All these.
That's very much.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's a lot like that. And they've got orchids everywhere.
Beautiful.
What I love about Royal Pacific, too, is not only are their rooms gorgeous, and you've got your Keurig, and you've got your, you know, little fridge in there and that kind of thing, it also has Jurassic Park kid suites.
Oh, that's sweet. That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
Does it?
So you've got.
What does it look like? Does it look like? Oh, yeah, describe it to me.
It's so cool. So you walk in and it's got like the adult area that's, you know, pretty subtle. And, you know, you've got your maybe queen or king size bed or whatever. And, you know, like little TV area. But then you walk through the door and you walk into the kids area and the kids are sleeping in like the jeeps like that they take around the parks and they've got like the big gyrosphere type decorations and like do not enter here and caution tape and
awesome.
It's amazing. It's so cool. And
that's
of course
awesome.
Dinosaurs everywhere. So yes.
I'm still getting past the fact that I could get those unlimited max passes.
Yes.
For what is the cost of the hotel room? Okay.
For a standard room. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Not the Jurassic suites.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but they've got some, for instance, the restaurant there, they've got Jake's American Bar. Everything there was $18 or less. That's not bad at all. They also have the Islands Dining Room. That was around $20. It was, that's their table service. It's open for breakfast and dinner. They even have croquet court there.
Okay.
Just very unique, and they showed the areas. I've seen the areas where they've got the dog park area, like you mentioned, with the dogs being able to be there. They've got special areas just for the dogs to be able to play and hang out.
Well, that $18 price, so point of reference, I just spent, I forgot the exact total, but it was around $20 for fish and chips at Liberty Tree Tavern. So
yes.
If you're telling me that $18 gets you anything, it's on par. It's definitely, it's definitely equal, if not slightly cheaper than mm-hmm. Disney food pricing. Okay.
Absolutely. And it had a stage there where, bands can play and things like that. And it has a huge reflecting pool that is just gorgeous.
Okay.
So, I love Royal Pacific. It's
Would Pete like that place?
I think he would.
Being that he's a Polynesian lover?
Yeah, I think he would. It's lighter. The woods at the Polynesian are darker.
Okay.
So these woods are more light. But there's wood carving everywhere. The details are unbelievable. So
I think it's called Universal Creative, correct? That's the Imagineering branch for Universal.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they had, big shoes to fill when they're mm-hmm. designing a tropical luau, mm-hmm. Hawaiian, Polynesian themed, type resort, because right down the road is the iconic one, So
right.
They knew they had to come up with something special. So.
They had to make it different, and they did. Like, you walk in the rooms, and there's a gigantic orchid mural on the wall.
Yeah.
But it's not like bright. It's the colors are very muted, but it's beautiful.
Cool.
So,
okay.
The next is the Portofino Bay, and this is personally my dream hotel. It's like you are traveling to Venice. You are traveling to Italy. Even the water taxis are shaped in the shape of gondolas.
Wow.
You walk out in the courtyard, and there's bocce ball and giant chess pieces. Every night, an opera singer comes out on the balcony and sings at sunset. It's unbelievable. The restaurants there are Italian, of course, but they've got Sal's Market Deli. That's the quick service place. So it's got pizza and sandwiches, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But the table service, they've got Mama Della's. It's all Italian. Everything's around $40 or less. But then you've got, I don't know how to pronounce it, Bice, B-I-C-E.
Okay.
And that's around $50. But that's your steakhouse.
Okay.
That's where you're going to get, the big things. They've also got Trattoria del Porto, which actually has a fantastic breakfast buffet.
Hmm.
So that's a good place to go there. Their private cabanas are phenomenal there. They also have a hot tub, a pool with a big slide. It is gorgeous.
Can you resort hop around these resorts?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Do you pay just the daily fee for parking, and then you could just walk or water taxi, essentially, is what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But what even makes these even more unique is they have Despicable Me kids' suites.
Nice.
So, again,
banana.
You walk in. Exactly. You walk in, and, the parents' area is more muted, but you walk into the kids' area, and you remember in the movie those, rocket ships that they slept in?
Yeah, for sure.
The bunks? They have the exact same thing that the kids sleep in.
Oh, that's so smart. That's so smart. Wonderful.
So cool. So that one is my dream. They have club level there, too, that is phenomenal, where they've got food all day long. The service is top notch. You start off with continental breakfast, you end with desserts and sweets at the end of the night. They've got appetizers throughout the day. I've had clients do that a couple of different times, and they rave about it. They said they don't know how they're going to go back to the land of reality after spending time at this place, because they felt so pampered and so just relaxed, because they're on vacation and everybody truly was there to help them enjoy themselves.
Cool.
So,
well, let's go from the land of relax to the Hard Rock Hotel and describe that to me.
Okay. So that's a little more intense, but it's, you know, you walk in and it's cool because they've got the platinum records everywhere. They've got the memorabilia from Rihanna's costume and Lady Gaga's costume all throughout the decor, everywhere. They even, their kids' suites are called Future Rockstar Suites. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought this was so awesome. On the mirror, like the full-length mirror, on the side they have the heights of the different rock stars. So you can compare yourself to different rock stars based on how tall you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought I saw that. It was like from 4'10" to like almost like 6'9" like nine or something like that,
yes.
Right? Right, okay.
So cool. And like you walk in the kids' suite and there are twin beds in there and up on the ceiling it's all stars. Or like sparkles.
Okay.
And they've got even this area, it's like a gel floor, and the kids can stand on that, and there's a backdrop of a crowd, like, cheering them on.
Wow. That's awesome.
What I love about Hard Rock is, if you really want to, there's two things that you can rent there that are make it unique from any other resort.
Okay.
You can rent a guitar.
I was going to say sarcastically, watch, it's going to be a Gibson guitar. It's going to be a guitar, okay.
Or you can rent a turntable and vinyl.
Okay.
And you can listen to records.
And the vinyl is from a library of your
yes.
own? Oh, my gosh.
They bring you a box, and it has a variety of, I would say, 20 or 30 different albums.
That's so different. So you in a room with a guitar or you in a room with a box of vinyl. Wow.
Yes. So how unique is that? And then they also have a restaurant there called the Velvet Lounge, and they have people come in all the time to do acoustic sets, sometimes local, sometimes famous. Just depends. You never know who you're going to get. And what's cool is they've got a restaurant there called The Kitchen. And there are rock stars there a lot of time. This is where they stay. So you will see them quite often eating there.
What is the pool like at this place?
The pool is big. It's one of the biggest pool areas on property. Again, they've got fantastic cabanas. They've got phones. They've got TVs. They are decked out. And they've got hot tubs. They've got splash pads. They even have shuffleboard. It's a really awesome area to relax.
Well, let me ask you this. So, mm-hmm. so of the three deluxes, mm-hmm. which one would be most appropriate for kids, say, age 2 to 10, and then what's most appropriate from say 10 to 17?
Well, Royal Pacific is probably the most appropriate for the younger crowd, I would say.
Okay,
because I think they would enjoy. The Polynesian type things and just the pool area there more. Portofino Bay definitely would be the higher end. You know, the older kids, like maybe 10 and up, because you've got the Despicable Me things. And they also have a character breakfast and things there too. And then the Hard Rock would definitely be maybe teenagers
enough.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the younger could enjoy the pool too, but.
Cool. Tell me about these. I want to ask you this question about the moderates again.
Yep.
So I know the benefit of staying at a deluxe. Mm-hmm. Is there any additional benefits from staying at a moderate?
Well, besides the fact that when you're staying at a moderate, say over staying off property a little ways. You are much closer to the parks. And the difference between Disney transportation and Universal is you are much closer to the parks being at a moderate, that you're not standing there waiting in a bus line. Mm-hmm. You can walk there. And you walk right into, you walk right into City Walk, and then you walk right into the parks. So the proximity makes it worthwhile alone.
Like the Grand Californian in Disneyland, you know.
Yes.
Okay. And with the moderates, again, I want to make sure I took clear notes. Do you still get into Harry Potter World 1 hour
you
early?
Do.
Okay, so that's a great selling point right there.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I'm not really sure what it is about the Universal crowd compared to Disney. But, you know, you want to get in an hour early to visit Harry Potter because everybody else comes in after that. And it does get crowded. But for some reason, everybody leaves at 5 o'clock.
Really?
Yes. So as everybody else is going out, you will have gone back to your resort. You've gone around the lazy river. You have relaxed for a while, and then you can go back into the parks again and know that you've got a hotel room to go home to that night. And the parks, you can ride whatever you want. And it's really cool because they've got an app, Universal app. So it's a lot like my Disney experience that you can see the wait times.
Okay.
And things like that. So if I'm back at my resort lounging in that lazy river at Cabana Bay or bowling, let's say the wait time for the Minion Mayhem is 130 minutes and there's no way I'm waiting that long. I can set an alert on that app that tells me when it goes down to what I want it to.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. Well, there is so much more I want to learn. The resorts are just one aspect. I know they've got Halloween Horror Nights, and I know they've got a special Christmas time, and I want to learn about the parks, but, you know, honestly, I think that's more than one show. So can we do this? Can I ask you, can you tell me a little bit about their special events for the season?
Yes.
And we'll save the parks for another show. Would that work for you?
That sounds fantastic.
Okay.
Yes, Halloween Horror Nights are coming up in September, and people are super excited about them. They are more scary than the Disney. There's no doubt about that, but they are a lot of fun. They have lighting all throughout. They've got, like, spook centers where you can go in and scary things happen. And a lot of people are all about the Halloween Horror Nights. One of my favorite things is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Okay.
They actually bring their own version to Universal. So, you know, Universal has their own parade anyway, the Superstar Parade, and they've got the Cinematic Spectacular, which is, it's water fountains, like water screens,
mm-hmm.
like you see with Fantasmic and things like that. So they have those anyway, but then they also have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with big balloon floats that come through.
Yeah,
I
watched it on YouTube last year. We were watching the Macy's one on Universal. I remember thinking to myself, boy, that's unique to see the Macy's parade in Florida.
So. Exactly. In fact, I was just talking to a client today, and she wants to book a trip down there. And I said, you're going to get to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And she's like, a Universal? I'm like, uh-huh.
Yep.
They also, Christmas is one of the best times. They've got Grinchmas. So they've got a bunch of things. They've got a Grinchmas show, and everything is decorated up all Seussical Christmas, and it's amazing. But the Hogwarts thing that they did last year, they made it Christmassy, and they served Christmas treats that were unique to Harry Potter during the Christmas season.
Huh.
Really, that really cool. I want to do so bad.
So bad.
We're huge Harry Potter fans. So when I found that out, I was like, that's next on our bucket list.
I wanted to bring you back here for one second because we went by the Halloween Horror Nights, you know, and I wanted to make sure. So I've watched countless YouTube videos,
mm-hmm.
and I know every year they have special themed houses for,
and
I want to make sure people understand that when you think of Mickey's Not So Scary, and you think of, like, your town. If you live in a big city, periodically these haunted houses will pop up, and it's like the 13 Massacres haunted house.
Right.
But this is more along the lines of that. And these are intense experiences.
Yes.
This is designed, it's not designed for, during the day, it could be designed for your 3-year-old to 12-year-old kid, but at nighttime, it's like fair game. This is an intense experience they're bringing out, and I think it's the antithesis of what Disney's putting out, and that's the draw. I'm a Halloween guy, so my birthday's coming up in just a few days, and once we get past my birthday in the later part of August, it's all fair game for Halloween decoration at my house. So routinely, Halloween decorations pop before Labor Day at my house.
Yes.
So I'm all about the Halloween. Now, I've also got 13-year-olds who aren't that crazy about super scary but love Halloween, and I've got a 6-year-old. So we haven't visited yet, but it's high on my list. I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing as a dad because honestly, yes. I don't want to make that a miserable experience for them. And they are intense experiences for sure.
They are. I mean, they've got like The Walking Dead and that kind of thing walking around, and it's definitely fair game. It reminds me of like the Six Flags Horror Nights, where it's
correct.
It's intense. Yeah.
Yeah, and they go for the scare factor, for this yes. for the scream factor, for the gore factor. That's yes. all high in their list. So yes.
by and the theming is unbelievable. But
oh my
yeah.
gosh. Yeah, they know what they're doing. They pull totally. It off magnificently. I've wanted to make weekend trips just to see that, mm-hmm. but finding a willing participant in my family has been a yeah. challenge. It's been
and Chris,
a challenge.
It's not going to be me.
Yeah. How's Tim? Is Tim like Halloween? Is Tim?
No. We got married on Halloween, but we do not like it.
Okay. Your anniversary is October 31st?
Yes.
Okay. I've committed to memory. It's stuck forever. All right.
Yes. It's the day the church was open. So, but yeah. So, yeah, we are not big Halloween people.
Okay.
But yeah, he you know, if you bring it up to him, though, he probably would. But yeah. But yeah. So it's definitely, it's a big draw. The month of September and October are huge for that. People love going to that kind of thing. And then, you know, getting after that, the Christmas season starts. And there's just nothing like Christmas in Florida. I know that sounds crazy because it doesn't snow, but I love my Christmas tree being a palm tree. I just do. So
and we love not having to freeze our butts off while we yes. still enjoy the benefit of Christmas. The Christmas
absolutely.
Lights, the shopping, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they have this unique thing that comes around the first, second week of January that are special Harry Potter days, where they have special stars from the film come in, and they do talks and that kind of thing, and it is purely centered around Harry Potter. And they have special shows, and that, again, when I'm not a teacher, it's on my bucket list because we would love that.
So like the Star Wars weekends and the Star Wars experience mm-hmm. at the studios. Okay. Excellent.
Yep, but it's Harry Potter. So, and then following that, they've got Mardi Gras. They've got do a big Mardi Gras parade and celebration down there for a while around that time. In the spring, I can't think of anything super particular that they do. They do have a special time in September where they bring Christian musicians in. Now, Disney used to have Night of Joy, but now Universal has it.
Okay.
And so they have like Mercy Me and Casting Crowns and things like that come in and perform, and the people stay there, and it's phenomenal. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's stop here today, and then okay. what I want to do is I want to make sure people have the opportunity to contact you, and then
sure.
would you mind saving the parks for our next show?
Not a problem.
Okay, so how could people get a hold of you if they have a question or if they, you know, have a comment or would like more information about Universal?
Go on to my page, Amy Vanswell with Magical Journeys on Facebook. That's the best way to message me.
And Amy gets my personal seal of being a really good person. So my personal seal of approval, I know her far more than just being on the show together. So
yeah.
You couldn't find a better
Thanks.
Person to work with. So, all right. So, you know, we're going to go and sign off for today. So for everyone who downloaded and listened, we appreciate it. And if you can go to your podcast source of choice and leave a review, we would even appreciate that even more. So for my friend Amy and for myself, we'd like to thank you and have a great evening.
See ya.